that little Venezuelan guy's still standing.
Another left by Perez.
Oh, he's gone, ladies and gentlemen. Arturo Guadalupe is gone.
Get up, you wimp. You're not even bleeding yet. Jeez.
Cheer up, darling. Maybe he's dead.
It's over. Bag him and tag him.
Mom, will you help me with my hair?
What's wrong with it?
I hate it. Just lays there and does nothing.
Trying to look all grown up for Robert.
Get human.
I hear he does the nasty with college girls.
Well, I certainly hope he gets extra credit for that.
He just dated some senior who takes some college classes. No big deal.
No, of course not. What do you think, Dan? Pigtails, ribbons?
Works for me.
Just forget it. I'll do it myself.
Good luck covering up those fresh zits tonight, princess.
You're just jealous because I'm anatomically correct.
Yeah, and I bet you just can't wait to show Robert.
You're such a virgin.
Hey.
You tell him, Dan.
She's pathetic. I mean, she's never even been kissed.
Right, like I don't have enough spit of my own.
Well, you've been a lovely couple. Thanks for playing our game.
You'll die without ever getting to first base.
Oh, go suck a tongue.
Darling, go do the dishes. Becky, go upstairs and shave something. And you...
You know, they won't always be this cute.
Yeah, I know. I hear once they hit 30, they start developing their own little personalities and stuff.
Have you talked to Becky about birth control?
Yeah, I sat her down and I said, Becky, don't.
Where's Anne?
She doesn't need to hear it. She's never going to get undressed in front of a guy. She thinks her butt's too big.
Well, I've been thinking, maybe you should talk to her.
Maybe you should talk to her. Well, good point, my pet. All right, so maybe I'll have the talk with her.
But don't make it sound like we're telling her to go out and have sex.
She doesn't need our permission, Dan.
Yeah, and tell her never, never trust guys, because we lie big time. I had this buddy once, very successful with the ladies. He used to tell them they wouldn't get pregnant if they jumped up and down afterwards.
Yeah, Phil D'Angelo.
How do you know about that?
You know, I believe I will have that talk with Becky.
I told you about that, right?
Fine.
And a 9er for Brian. And a 7 for Chicago Skinny and his faithful sidekick, Shrimpo.
Hey, I ate a Shrimpo.
She's just trying to rile us, boy. These dealers is wily.
Hit me. All right, 21 on the nose.
No fair, he can add.
What are you yahoos gonna do?
Hit me!
DJ, we got 17. You never hit 17, especially when you're betting 5 pretzels, understand?
Yeah. Hit me!
10 and bust. Too bad, suckers.
There's a town out in the desert with very bright lights waiting for you, boy.
Too bad Mom's making you go out to the movies tonight, Dad.
Yeah, the Bulls game's gonna be great. You should stick around.
Yep. I'd love to watch the game, but Deborah Winger's coughing up a lung at the Cineplex.
In Dolby.
Jeez, how come we can't ever do anything fun with Gary and Jackie?
Because they're family.
Did you talk to Becky about
the... I'll do it.
...thing?
Wow, you look incredible.
Really?
Yes. Get in the kitchen. What do you know about birth control?
Nothing, I swear, really.
Oh, no.
This is gonna be like the talk, right?
Here. It's easier to squirm sitting down.
Mom, I'm not sleeping with anyone, if that's what you're worried about.
Oh, I know that, Becky. Would you be willing to swear on a Bible, you know, just to make it official?
Mom, I know all about birth control.
So then you know about not getting pregnant by jumping up and down afterwards.
Hey, Brian, what do you say we go outside and shoot some hoops until the game starts?
Can I come?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dan.
So, Jax, you and Rosie pick out another female movie to torture us with tonight?
What's wrong, Dan? Can't handle a little emotion and sensitivity.
Oh, yeah, right.
I love you, but I'm dying.
Oh, no! You can't die because I'm dying.
Oh, really? What's killing you?
A woman's disease.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, like they'd really have the same disease.
Where's Roseanne?
Kitchen, giving Becky the zero population growth speech.
Really? Well, maybe she could use some help. I mean, I don't want to brag, but when it comes to birth control, I've tried to read just about every book on the subject.
Hi. Hi, Jackie. Beat it. We're talking.
Oh. Well, I'm just going to get a glass of water.
You mean I actually have to go into the store and, like, buy condoms myself? God, how embarrassing.
Well, you don't have to go in there and buy them. I mean, you could use the rhythm method.
Oh, does it work?
Ask your brother.
Thirsty.
So what about the sponge? Is that pretty much foolproof?
Well, you know, I don't have any statistics on all this kind of stuff. But then why not hear it from an expert? You're on, Professor Jackie.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm not.
All right, now, although some of your sponges can help prevent some disease, they're only about 80% effective against pregnancy. So, better still is your condom-sponge combo. Used correctly, we're talking Fort Knox security at a price you can afford.
I'm telling Mom.
But doesn't all that stuff, like, kill the mood?
Not as much as a screaming baby with a loaded diaper.
Robert, we're through, right?
Well, you tell me.
I got it, Mom, but I'm still not going to do anything.
Well, now that's 100% effective. Yeah, Mom could never have talked to us about birth control. She couldn't even talk about sex.
Sex? She told me it was something people did in Europe.
No, she did try and talk about it once, though, remember? But it was so lame. She said if we let a boy go all the way, then we would be called loose or slutty or trampy. Like that was going to stop us.
Yeah, she should have told us we'd be called mommy.
So what'd you tell your girls?
What?
About having sex.
Well, you were sitting right there. You heard what I said.
No, that was about birth control.
The same thing.
It is not.
It is too.
Roseanne, I'm not talking about mechanics here. I'm talking about what happens when a guy kisses you in that spot behind your ear and your eyes roll back in your head and you start getting all weird.
These are my daughters you're talking about, Jackie.
Roseanne, I'm amazed. This is not like you at all. You know who?
I am not like Mom.
Oh, give us a break.
It's probably the first time Jordan's missed three in a row his whole life.
Yeah, I don't think he's snapping his wrist, you know? It looks like he's pushing the ball.
Yeah, he should be popping it more.
Yeah, so he gets more backspin.
Right.
Timeout Bulls, finally.
Oh, great. Here come the bimbo cheerleaders. Maybe he's not getting enough arc on the ball. I mean, what if he bent his knees more? What do you think, Brian? Brian? Yo, Brian.
Huh?
You actually like watching those dancing potato heads?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, wow, they're all doing the splits.
Oh, did I say potato heads? I was wrong. I must have meant geniuses. So, what about the cheerleaders at school?
What about them?
I don't know. You think they're pretty?
Yeah, some of them.
You won't believe what Vicky Womack said the other day. She told me I should try out for cheerleader next year.
Good one.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not even close to being pretty enough, right?
Well, you're just not the right type, that's all.
Yeah, well, I think cheerleaders are stupid.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Brian.
What? What was that for?
For thinking cheerleaders are stupid.
Oh, well, I don't think they're stupid. I think they're complete idiots.
God, that movie was just so sad, so warm, so loving.
I want a beer.
Which I left in the trunk.
Becky's in the front room with a boy.
Oh. Becky!
Darlene?
Hi, Mommy.
We better go. Come on.
Are you out of your mind?
Hey, sports fans, how's the game?
Yeah, I would like to hear the final score.
The Bulls lost, I think.
You guys been wrestling? What you do, Brian pin you down a couple times?
Brian, it's been fun watching the game with you, but I think it's time for you to go home now.
Bye, Darlene. See you at school tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey. Come back soon, buddy.
I'll be in my room.
Night, kiddo. What?
Dan, they were making out.
Did you notice how her blouse was all...
Yeah, like it hadn't been on her back the whole night.
That's great. That's just great.
Where are you going?
I want to make sure little Brian gets home all right.
Yeah, some big guy in a truck might accidentally plow him over. What'd you forget, your shotgun?
Darlene!
Now, Dan, yelling at that girl's not going to solve a thing.
I just want to explain that when she's under this roof, she's not to touch boys.
Well, now, if you do that, you will guarantee she has a family of four by the time she graduates high school.
Yeah?
Go to your room.
You know, it's really not all that bad.
Oh, not now, Jackie, all right?
No, I bet I was her age when Doug Brock got to second base with me. It was during a football game, ironically enough. And we were sitting under a big blanket in the end zone.
Honey, buy me a cup of coffee.
I need nothing, Gary. I'll be at home if you need me, Roseanne.
You take it easy, Dan.
Yeah. Roseanne, Darlene's 14 years old.
Well, Becky was 14 when she started dating.
Becky's not Darlene.
Right. She's not stupid enough to get caught groping on her parents' couch.
It's not what I'm talking about. Darlene's different. She plays sports. She's tough.
Well, she's got a new sport. You know, you're just all upset about this because of you and Darlene being so close.
I'm close with Becky, too.
Well, you never got this upset about Becky doing the same thing.
Becky's older.
No, it's about the fact that y'all sit here and watch games on TV together, and you work in the yard together, and then you shoot hoopies out in the driveway.
Hoopies.
I mean, I'm not, you know, excited about it either, but it's not like the end of the world. I mean, face it, honey, your son is becoming a woman.
Hi.
Hi. How did it go?
Great.
I'm gonna go upstairs and jump up and down now. Good night, Becky. Oh, it's just you.
Oh, sorry.
So how's your date?
Well, he's a great kisser, but it's not like you would know the difference.
Did you get felt up?
No!
I did.
I don't believe you.
It's true. Me and Brian made out tonight, and he went up my shirt.
What? But you guys never even went out!
So, we play basketball almost every day.
Well, it's not the same thing, Darlene. Anyway, how do you know he's not going to go to school Monday and tell everybody?
I told him I'd punch his face in.
That could work.
Mom and Dad sort of caught us.
Oh, God, did they freak?
Not yet.
So how was it?
The kissing was pretty good, I guess.
Well, what about the other stuff?
Better than volleyball, and yet not quite as good as hockey.
Look, Darlene, you can't be doing this, okay? You gotta make guys treat you a certain way. You gotta call the shots.
Make them beg, right?
Basically.
My dainty daughters. Oh, I am so proud of both of you.
How long have you been spying?
15 years. I'm getting good at it, huh?
So is it official? Am I grounded forever?
Why, no, you're not grounded. We're throwing a special debutante party to celebrate this special moment. Your dad's on the phone right now hiring the band.
Oh, great. Torture me, then ground me.
No, no, I want you to tell me all about it, lover girl. No, wait, I have a better idea. Don't tell me, and then I'll be really, really surprised when I read it in your diary.
You're hysterical.
So you really go for this dating stuff, huh?
Who was dating? I wanted to see what it was like, so I kissed him. And I didn't have to drown my face in mascara like some Barbie dolls who shall remain nameless.
So I guess you really showed Becky, huh?
Well, it's not why I did it. I mean, at first maybe, but then it was different.
And then maybe things went a little too far.
Maybe. You think he'll ever talk to me again?
Well, you did use him like a cheap piece of meat. Guys love that. Oh, and what about you and Robert? Any wedding plans I should know about? You know, while your father still has the band on the phone and all.
Oh, right, like I'm gonna let him pick the music.
Listen. Girls. Sex is something that is not even going to be good until, you know, you're older.
Mother.
No, we've never really talked about sex, and I think we should have that discussion now.
All right, go ahead.
Well, okay, well, if you were to, like, you know, do it now, I mean, sure, you'd have some pleasure, but it would be, like, a lot better.
What you're trying to say is that we're far too young to go all the way.
Well, both your body and your mind have to reach a certain sort of maturity.
Yeah.
And you don't want to regret it later.
And hey, you have to love the guy.
Yeah, and, you know, you would like to make sure that
that you respect him.
Or it's meaningless.
Or, you know,
and that he respects you.
He respects you, right.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Right. Well, then. Well, I guess I feel really good about our little chat here. Do you guys feel good about it?
Oh,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, that's great then. All right, that's great. Okay, well, good night, girls.
Good night, Mom. I love you, Mom.
I love you.
I love you too. Night.
Night.
How lame. Oh,
how lame. Come on. Come on, try to get by me. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, my turn.
Roseanne, I know what this is about, and I don't need a pep talk.
No, I want to shoot hoopies. Come on, let's see if you can get by me. Get around me.
Okay, give me the ball, and I'll inbound it to you.
What's inbound?
It's another word for sucker. Did you tell Darlene about the...
I told her to slow down.
At all?
Well, I told both of them that sex wasn't even going to be that great till they were like 27.
27?
Well, maybe that's just me.
Well, you were there for me. That's all that's important.
Well, no matter what I said to them, I mean, that can't compare to what they're up there saying to each other. Want to make some popcorn and go up there and listen?
No.
You want to watch TV? Bonanza's on.
Nah, I think I'm just going to hang out down here and try and sing some more, okay?
Okay.
Second and 11. Montana takes the snap. The give is to Craig. He stopped cold at the line of scrimmage. I tell you, Don, this defense reminds me of the Bears of old. I'm talking about the Smokies, the Yogis, the Boo-Boos.
So, well, Pat, Dad, do you want to take the Bears for a buck?
Nah, that's okay.
Completely lost your mind. I couldn't agree with you more, Don. Why they didn't run me out of this business years ago is completely...
How many points you giving?
Six.
Paper said seven.
Six and a half, and I'll get the sodas.
Whoa, 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 he's going deep, deep. Oh, he dropped it. Man, great pass, though.
Montana is definitely on.
Yeah, I still say he's got the best arm in the league.
And a nice butt, too.